I want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
say that. Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of the show. It is the end of January. It's right around Royal Rumble time. You probably don't care about that, but I don't know. I do. I like Royal Rumble. I'm here. I have Lucas in the background by my side, hanging out, doing his thing, getting excited over his iPad and just life around him. I wanted to have him here for this edition, actually. I wrote on Wednesday an article called The Unseen Beauty, and it was about why I write about autism appreciation, which is the whole idea of my blog. It's to appreciate really what autism means to my family and to every family out there. And it's been in my head a little bit because, as you guys know, I did the video with Jubilee, which I actually hear is supposed to come out this weekend. So I'll have, if it's good, like I said before, if I look good, you guys will see a lot of it. If I don't, you'll probably see it once and never again. But either way, this weekend, it's coming out there. And that's where I had the opportunity. I went out to LA. I met with, you know, different people across the spectrum, so to speak. You know, people who, there was a, you know, a guy from American Idol was on it. The girl from Love on the Spectrum, which is all over Netflix, she was there. So just different kinds of people from different walks of life with different experiences. Some people didn't have autism at all. I was there. There was a special ed teacher. There was somebody who had people in his family who had, you know, autism. So it's different groups of people. But one of the things that I learned from doing this is how autism affects different people differently. So for me, I talk about autism appreciation. And I've really been thinking about it because there's an aspect of what I do that I wouldn't apply to somebody who is, you know, I don't know what the term is, high functioning. This has been a thing, like nobody really knows, you know, how to refine, I don't know how to put it, but with my son, with Lucas has pronounced special needs. Lucas will need chronic assistance, you know, that's it. For the rest of his life, he's going to need somebody to help him, something to help him with. Even if we make advances at this point, there's still so many things that are outside of his reach, at least right now. And there's, you know, miracles, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not even thinking in that regard, but I'm just saying that in terms of who he is and how autism affects him, it affects him very differently than somebody who's maybe working at, you know, a grocery store. My mind went to record store. That's how old I am. Immediately, I'm like somebody who's working, I don't know, at like a record album store, like, you know, CDs. Like, oh my God, it's not the 90s. Done. Either way, somebody who's dealing with problems at work because of autism is very different place than where my son is dealing with his autism. So when I talk about autism appreciation, I talk about what a sweet boy he is. He has no ego, all these things. It's not relatable to someone else just because they have autism. It's a different thing. Just like for me, for Lucas, there's things and there's advancements that I don't see him, you know, reaching. It's not on our list. Like, I don't want him to go to prom. I don't want him to, you know, you talk about walk at graduation. You know, he goes to a special needs school, so he'll walk at his graduation, but it'll be his graduation when it happens. It won't be the school one. It won't be a main school one. So I don't have to like fight to get him to all those things. I don't really need on my end either. And those things require autism acceptance. And that's one of the things that I wanted to put out there and I wanted to make clear. Is that so often we talk about autism awareness, autism acceptance, autism appreciation. And I know that for me, autism acceptance, a lot of it, it kind of sounds negative, at least with my son, you know, autism acceptance is almost like people, oh, you accept me, thanks, you know. And as it relates to Lucas, just to accept him, like I accept him, what you accept him, like it almost is like an offensive statement for me as his parent, like what you accept that what, he's alive, what? And I'm fighting with, you know, made up things in my head because there's something wrong with me. So I don't think of autism acceptance in the same way that somebody who is working at the grocery store that sells the records might look at autism acceptance. It's a totally different thing. But with us, we have autism appreciation. It allows me to do that with Lucas, and that's why I write about it. And as I talked about it on Wednesday, the reason I chose that and the reason I didn't even choose it. I mean, honestly, the way this blog came about, I was running World Wrestling Insanity a million years ago. And, you know, we had rebranded it. We won Insanity at one point. You know, it doesn't matter. All the URLs go to HiBlog now. But I was running that site and I decided to write about Lucas, share him with everybody. And I prepared myself for negativity because wrestling, you know, it's like comic books. It's like superheroes. It has a very strong-willed, Star Trek-like fan base. So usually I would write something and I would hear from a million people about how stupid I was and how ridiculous it was and how I'm, you know, Hulk Hogan's bootlicker or whatever it was. It was some, you know, you're in the pocket of Vince McMahon. Like, no, I'm not in the pocket of anybody. I'm like, so you would really deal with that. So I was prepared to deal with that when I wrote about Lucas, and I didn't. And I got positive feedback, not only on the writing, but on him and people who had similar experiences, people who didn't know who to talk to about these things, somebody who had questions, things like that. And they would come to me because I was being approachable and I was being open and I was being honest. And I remember in that moment feeling like I had done something substantial with my writing, which is what I had always wanted to do. I'd always wanted to reach people in a way where it was beneficial for them. But at the same time, it was something I was passionate about. And there were so many different aspects to it. And doing this, which was this huge leap of faith, really just closing my eyes and doing it when everything inside me said, maybe don't do it. I did it anyway. I did it. And they evolved into the blog, and the blog came out, and the blog was just to write about Lucas. It was write about, not even to write about Lucas. It originally was about both my kids. My daughter's gotten older. A 15-year-old girl is not as apt to have her dad write about parenting as, you know, an 8-year-old or whatever. So I totally get that, which is crazy how long I've been doing this. So we kind of veered away from that and became about Lucas, talking about Lucas. But so many of the things that I talk about with Lucas were, I don't know. Well, I talked about the negative things. Don't get me wrong. We've talked about meltdowns. I talked about, you know, different things that we've dealt with. But so many things about him were cute and funny and sweet and loving. And all the pictures, like I take crazy amounts of pictures of these kids. I am a dad in every photographic sense of the word. I take pictures, snap, snap, snap. I have a million of them. And all these pictures, he's smiling because he's been used to it since he was little, to smile and take the pictures. And people say, look at his eye contact. He does all that stuff. So that's what I wanted to share. And as I started sharing that, people started to remark about it. And I started to realize that this is something, a side of him and a side of children like him that people don't necessarily see. And I got a chance to share that too. And I wanted people to get where I was coming from. Because initially, when I first started writing about, you know, how great he is and things like that, I know that the early ones I talked about, and I would always approach it that, you know, I didn't know if people thought I was kidding myself. Because I know people who see a parent in my situation from across the parking lot or across a store, and they think to themselves, you know, oh, that poor guy. Ah, oh, that must be so hard, you know? And it's not, I'm not making that up. You know I'm not making that up. Like if I said that to somebody, they'd be like, oh, people don't say that. But you know, listening to this on your, you know, AirPods right now by yourself, you know that I'm saying the truth. That people who don't know me look over at somebody who's caring for somebody with special needs on a, you know, and I don't know what kind of level, deeper level. And they think to themselves, that poor guy. So I write this blog to show you I'm not a poor guy. I love this kid. I love being with him. And the challenges that come with raising him and helping him through life are worth it to get to have someone like him in my life. I mean that 100%. That is not convincing myself. That's not anything like that. And that's the whole point. That's autism appreciation. That's what it means to me. And that's what I try to share with everybody. And that's why I write about it. And it's great. And it's, you know what I love too is like, there's definitely times I'll write about him. It'll either be like maybe half of the week where, you know, he's at his mom's house, or it's, you know, at night while he's already sleeping. And I write this article about how great he is. And then I can't wait to see him. Like I'm like, oh, now I miss him. Now I want to see him. He's very unique. He's my squishy guy, and he doesn't change. You know, they say that people don't ever change. Like, you know, this thing that's a negative where he's still listening to the same music and still watching the same TV shows that he did 10 years ago. There's a comfort in that. And there's something where, you know, he and I, we share these Raffy videos and these Sesame Street videos, and I can quote them, and I know the parts that he likes, and I can, you know, and he looks at me with that face when I do like the Elmo voice, which I am not going to do here. He looks up at me like, Or like when we do the Raffy, I sing along to his Raffy music of these concerts that we've seen hundreds of times. And I know every ad lib. I know every call out from the audience. I know every single thing that Raffi did outside of even just singing the song. And he looks to me to do it. And when Raffi comes on, he comes and gets me for certain parts of it because we do it together. And stuff like that is, just makes him really special. So I'm glad that I get a chance to share him with you guys. Hopefully, you know, anybody who's seeing this and don't know what the blog's about, that's what the blog's about. It's been about really sharing the joy and the love that I have for my son, for anybody who doesn't have someone like him in their life to get a glimpse of what it's really like. It's for me, I can't speak for everybody. I can't speak for anybody, just me. For me, it's totally worth it. He's a great kid. And everything that I have to do, everything that I've done for him, all the worries, all the different things that come with having a child with special needs are completely worth it to get to have this guy around who's been really quiet for this whole show. The entire show, he's been quiet. And you know what's funny? This is actually the third time that I started. I actually did two takes before this began, and in both of them, he is screaming the whole time. So I'm very surprised that for this one, we have not had that. So it's been good. It's a chill day. It's getting late. So I don't know. Pretty soon, it's bedtime for everybody, myself included. That does it for me, guys. Until next time, this is James Gutman saying be well. Bye-bye. I'm done.